From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has imposed new economic sanctions against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's regime. Sanctions were imposed a couple of days after Mr. Trump mocked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in a speech at the UN as Rocket Man for his missile test. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke at a special high-level session of the UN Security Council.
North Korea may assume that nuclear weapons will ensure the survival of its regime. In truth, nuclear weapons are clearly only leading to greater isolation, ignominy, and deprivation. Continued threats against us, the U.S., and now the entire global community will not create safety for the regime, but will rather stiffen our collective resolve and our commitment to deterring North Korean aggression.
The UN Security Council has adopted a series of economic sanctions against North Korea, but so far they have not kept Kim from continuing his weapons test. President Trump has praised Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as a friend who gets high marks for running a very difficult part of the world. Mr. Trump's praises for the Turkish leader came on the sideline of the UN General Assembly, despite tensions between the two countries over the conduct of Turkish security officials toward American protesters outside the Turkish embassy in Washington. That deadly Hurricane Maria strengthening as it approaches the Turk and Caicos Islands while continuing to dump more heavy rain on Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. Maria expected to move away from land after striking parts of the Bahamas. This is VOA News. Rescuers continuing efforts to find survivors from the 7.1 earthquake that struck Mexico City. VOA's Celia Mendoza is reporting now from the Mexican capital.
273 people is the new death toll given by authorities to the public as the efforts to try to find anyone in any of the collapsed building continue. One of the astonished announcements made by one of the members of the rescue teams is that it is not missing child at the collapsed Mexico City school. That has been the focus of most of the efforts as well as the media attention. I'm Celia Mendoza for VOA News from Mexico City.
American and Russian military leaders held unprecedented face-to-face meetings. They discussed the increasing tensions around the Islamic State stronghold of Deir ez-Zor in Syria. Spokesman for the American-led counter-Islamic State coalition told reporters, coalition and Russian officers shared maps and other data on where their forces were battling in the area. Coalition has maintained that it is deconflicting with Russian forces to prevent unintended mishaps in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria. President Trump has improved his poll ratings in recent weeks. His public approval rating has now reached 40% in several surveys after hovering in the mid-30s last month following his controversial comments in the wake of violent protest in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia. We get more now from VOA's Jim Malone.
President Trump spent much of the week in New York with his first major address to the United Nations, a speech that included echoes of his presidential campaign.
As president of the United States, I will always put America first.
Trump's approval rating has improved after his decision to work with Democrats on the budget and his administration's response to recent hurricanes. Bipartisan cooperation does not extend to health care, where Senate Republicans like Lindsey Graham are making one final effort to repeal and replace Obamacare.
I do not want to go back to South Carolina and say that I did everything I could to repeal Obamacare and not believe it in my heart.
Trump supports the effort. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A United Nations aid group has announced that producers of generic AIDS drugs could begin making low-cost pills for African AIDS patients. With the financial backing of the Bill Gates Charitable Foundation, foundation will guarantee a minimum number of pill sales, and in turn, drug makers have agreed to cap the price of treatment at $75 per patient per year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.